Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful finger sticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch, so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio, on a Magic City Monday. Rob Parker and Ephraim Salam in for Chris Broussard, who we send our warm wishes and our prayers that he recovers. He's under the weather right now. We're broadcasting live from the Tire Rack. Wait a minute, do I have the right hour here? TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. And we're also brought to you by Discover. We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, or we could talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply. And Ephraim Salam, we're going to get to the some more NFL talk. And it was something that happened this past weekend in D.C., and they normally get it wrong. How often do they get it wrong?
Almost every time out the gate.
So Sean Taylor, you remember, it's been 15 years ago, almost to the day, that he was killed. Intruders came to his house and killed him. And so the, you know, Washington football team, the Commanders, wanted to do something special and put up what we thought was going to be a statue. When they pulled the curtain down to unveil it, Ephraim, it was a wired mannequin, poorly dressed, and it looked ridiculous. Can we say that?
Oh, you can say it.
It was awful. What was that? My mom, my late mom used to always say the same thing. If you can't do a job right, don't do it at all.
Don't do it at all, man.
What was that?
I think it, with all the turmoil that's going on with the Commanders, surrounding the owner, federal investigation, they're trying to, you know, shed some light on maybe a positive aspect of, you know, deflect maybe and use the, you know, under the guise of honoring Sean Taylor. And when I saw it, I just felt the first thing, I felt sad, and I felt sad for his family, his friends, because he meant so much to so many people. So bad for the fans. Well, I didn't feel bad for it was the Commanders, because they've just added another blunder to a seemingly endless mistake-filled tenure under Daniel Snyder. It's just ridiculous, man.
It is amazing that you could keep botching stuff.
Almost as like it's on purpose.
Aren't you going to get it right eventually?
I mean, you would think.
You would think so. At some point, you're going to get it right. And this was like, don't do it. You would have been better off hanging his jersey, right?
Yes.
Honoring his jersey. They even had this wired mannequin.
Just
which
make
I've
a
never
statue.
Seen. Right. Or get the statue.
Just get
done.
A statue.
Yeah, right.
That's it.
And this thing had on black gloves, which he never wore. Like, it just didn't.
He had on soccer cleats.
It was like, what is this?
It was a Reebok jersey, I think, or Nike jersey, Reebok pants, and Adidas soccer cleats.
This was like, go into the storage closet. Let's see what we got laying around.
When you go to Dick's Sporting Goods and you see a mannequin that some 17-year-old kid put together in the front of the store, that's literally what they did and made a presentation out of it.
You got to take a look at it. It is embarrassing. It makes no sense.
Yeah, it was hard to watch. And to do it under the guise of honoring someone who was tragically killed and meant so much to so many people, I just didn't like that at all. I really didn't.
And then if you look closely, you could still see the 75% off on his jersey that was still hanging off the. I mean that's what it looked like. Like they ran down the last moment to go and get whatever they could to put together for this to honor such a player in their organization. If you're going to do that, you got to do it first class. And I'll tell you one thing. I saw his daughter interview. Did you see that, Ephraim?
I didn't see it.
Okay, his daughter, she was a gracious person and didn't want to make a stink or whatever or take away from it or say anything. You know what I mean? Like, I give her credit, even though there's no way that the family could have been happy.
No. And so my whole thing is, if you can't get it right, then don't do it. That period. If you cannot get it right, then don't do it. Or hire someone to get it right. Obviously, I don't know what's going on in the marketing department, the media department, but that was a huge misstep. And, you know, it just adds to the urgency of Daniel Snyder needing to sell the team.
100%. And if you're a fan, you got to say to yourself, like, man, what was that? Why do we keep stubbing our own toe? Why, you know, why? And to think where, for people who are young, Ephraim, you know, and the last 25 years or so, they have no idea what Washington used to be like. Am I right?
Like, no, they don't. They don't.
Like, you couldn't get a seat. You couldn't get a seat at that place. You couldn't do it. I mean, the Washington, I don't want to use the old name, But they were as big as Football God. Yeah. Are you kidding? It was like a 10 or 15 year waiting list to buy tickets. And then they got to the point where at FedEx Field, they're covering up seats because they couldn't sell them. Nobody would have believed this if I told you this back in the 80s, that they wouldn't be able to sell tickets in D.C. for their football team.
No, and the thing is, you know, you take a moment like that and it overshadows what's actually happening on the field, right? You have the Washington Commanders who are 7-5 and still in the thick of this thing, right? They're in a division, the NFC Beast, as I like to call it, a.k.a. the NFC East, where every team is, two games or more over 500. And they got a real shot coming down the stretch. But, you know, ownership and management keeps doing things to take away from their accomplishments, which is crazy to me. It's nuts.
And here's the thing about honoring players. I think you want to make it as special as you can, and you don't want to do it that often, right?
No, It's got to be. You should, like for Sean, it should have been a big moment.
Am I right? Like, yeah. If you're going to do that.
Can't do it again.
You can't do it. You can't undo it. We can't unsee that thing. You can't go and build a statue later and say, oh, no, wait a minute. We're going to do a redo. Like, that's the bad part about it, is that you had a moment there. And again, this is on a 15th anniversary. This didn't happen 3 years ago. This should have been thought about. This should have been, how can we do this as classy and make this a memorable moment for? I remember growing up in Queens and growing up as a Mets fan, it was long overdue they gave Tom Seaver finally a mm-hmm. statue, right? The late pitcher for the Mets. Ephraim, that statue is spot on. Like, it couldn't be any better. And they even have Tom Seaver with his pitching motion. And when he used to pitch, his right knee used to touch the dirt. So mm-hmm. whenever you ever saw him, his knee was always dirty. So they have the statue of his knee almost touching the ground.
That's like great.
It's perfect.
Attention to detail.
Right. That's Tom Seaver. There's no ifs, ands, or buts if you watch that guy play. And that's all we're talking about, is there's a way to do it. There's a way to make people feel good about a sad situation. And if you're going to honor somebody, you should go all out. Not cut corners, not do it last minute, not do it half-assed. It's wrong.
It is. Yeah, and they definitely missed the mark here. Completely. And it's sad. Like I said, you only can do it once. You can't do it. You can't redo it. There are no redos.
There are no redos. 877-99 on Fox. Are we being too nitpicky from the standpoint of they did honor him, and should that be enough, or does it have to be like what are the standards as a fan or seeing, when your team honors somebody? Mm-hmm. Is it special to you? Do you love those kind of things? Or not? Because, you know, like, they're starting to put up a lot of statues of people.
Yeah.
I just saw, matter of fact, down at Old Dominion, Nancy Lieberman got a statue of her.
She should have.
No, I know.
Nancy was the real deal.
And a Hall of Fame basketball player.
Oh, yeah, real deal.
Yeah, but she has a statue now at Old Dominion, which I think is awesome. But
where would your statue be?
My statue?
Yeah, where would it be? Where would the Rob Parker statue be? And what would it look like?
Oh, wow. I don't know. That's a good question. I think.
Can I make a suggestion?
All right, go ahead.
I don't know where it would be, but wherever it would be, it would have you in a seated position.
Okay.
All right. With a fistful of dollars here.
All right.
And chicken wing over
here.
Yeah,
that's right. Okay, I got it.
Staring at
the pole?
Whatever that is. Okay.
Is that where my life is?
I'm just saying, to me, that would be an honor. It would be a statue that honors you. Like, what do you think?
My cheese was hot. No, I'm not against that from the standpoint of.
You like that idea, don't
you? Yeah, I do.
Yeah,
because
I know you
I'm
do.
A man of the people. You know,
man,
me.
I get it, yeah.
But, I need baby oil. If I got a statue, I would need baby oil, and of course I would. And a cigarette.
Where would it be, though?
Well, I would probably be in New York where I was born, okay. Right? I would think. And I've spent 20 years in Detroit. The thing that I admire the most is, you know, I wasn't from Detroit, and they embraced me like I'm one of theirs. You know, when you put in time there,
yeah.
And you know, I own a barbershop there for 20 years. And
it would be out front of the barbershop then.
Statue right there?
Of course.
I always say
the barbershop's
like,
still there. I know you just went back and honored it.
20 years. You know, I always say like LeBron statue in Cleveland, right? If they do a LeBron statue in Cleveland, when they do, in one hand he should have a basketball, in the other hand he should have a suitcase. You know what I mean? Like that would be perfect.
Uh-huh.
That would be it. All right, 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. And Rob G, you didn't send me a tease this time, did you? No. Okay.
Well, Rob, you already did the tease about 30 seconds ago, and
I know.
Then you started talking again.
I did. I know. I couldn't help it. All right. We want to hear from you. Did Washington blow this? Did you like what they did? No. Was it disrespectful? Or was it just bad? Or honoring somebody is all that matters, and you don't need to be perfect in those moments. We want to hear from you. 877-99 on Fox. It is The Odd Couple on Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray. Depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health 8 kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health 8 Kombucha today.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express Employment puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit ExpressPros.com, ExpressPros.com today.
It is the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio, Rob Parker, Ephraim Salaam, and for Chris Broussard. Welcome to the Fox Sports Radio tailgate, presented by the Big Green Egg. Nothing beats the flavor of live fire cooking on a Big Green Egg. It's the most versatile grill you'll ever own, backed by a lifetime warranty. Roll with the best. Shop online for free delivery at BigGreenEgg.com. Lifetime warranty, free home delivery, BigGreenEgg.com. Our telephone number, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Sean Taylor, the statue, the mannequin, whatever you want to call it, was a disaster, and we want to hear from you. Are we making too big of a deal of it? Or did the Washington football team, the Commanders, they botched this, Ephraim?
I believe they botched it, but let's see what the people say. We got Smitty in Virginia Beach. You on the Odd Couple. What you got?
Yo, what's good, fellas? Hey, great show tonight, as always.
What's up, buddy? Appreciate it, Smitty.
Yeah, what's good, man? But definitely, it's easy to hate anything Dan Snyder-led with the Commanders at this point, and I think that's in the front of our minds. But I think we got to pump the brakes here, because it's not as bad as it looks, because they kind of made it unique in terms of the fact that if you look at his cleats, he always wore soccer cleats, and they put that on there. And so they did kind of make it special. And it is tough, because you guys made a real good example of the Tom Seaver statue and how unique that was. But my favorite Sean Taylor moment is in the Pro Bowl, when he is out there blasting guys. And I think he has the best Pro Bowl moment of all time. And now that Pro Bowl is never again the same.
No doubt.
So it's definitely tough, that he doesn't have a stance or something like that, you know?
No, but I got you. You would want to try to emulate or something that really reflects that player.
Yeah, but that mannequin, man, that thing, I mean, that was...
It just didn't work for me. I'm sorry.
No, it just was misshaped, and it didn't look like...
It didn't look like there was any thought put into it, like it just happened. 877-99 on Fox.
We got Walter in Virginia. You're on the Odd Couple. What you got?
Wow, I can't believe I'm on the Odd Couple.
What's up, right, Walter? What's up, buddy?
Look, God, blessings be bestowed upon you. 100%, my father, the reason I'm calling, because my father was one of those people who had the RFK season ticket that you would have to wait 10 years.
Right.
I thought that was going to be part of my inheritance, man, before they moved out there.
That's how it was. Tell them, Walter. That's how people felt. Like you had the tickets had to be left in the family.
Absolutely. I mean, but the wild part, my sister now is a season ticket holder for them, and she sent me a picture of they did a tribute where they had his locker and they had his jersey. And she thought that was more representative. It was an empty locker. It had his jersey and, his cliques within there. But the wild part about it, man, Snyder's a billionaire. He couldn't come up with nothing better than this. And I called her today from work and I said, man, we are the laughing stock of the country. How do you do this? I'm so disappointed.
No doubt.
But you know what, God, I got 1,000 things to say, but God bless y'all.
Thank you.
Thank you, brother.
For the call,
we appreciate
Walter,
that, Walter.
877-99-05.
We got Steve in Milwaukee. You on the Odd Couple. What you got?
Hey, Rob, I'm a big fan of the Odd Couple.
Thank you, Steve. Man, we appreciate that in Milwaukee and Brew Crew Town.
Yeah, Ephraim Salaam and Rich Hornberger are, I think, two of the sharpest guys on the radio. I enjoy listening to them on the weekends.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yes, Steve. Thank you, buddy.
And Ephraim, thanks for sitting in for Chris tonight because thank God I don't have to listen to Chris talk about Kyrie Irving all night long.
All right. Go ahead. What you got on this?
Rob, I'm sending you a bumper sticker for your new sports car.
All
it
right.
It says, a clean beaver always finds the good wood.
That's pretty good. He put
and
that.
All the
he put that.
Be following
he,
you around the town all night.
He put that on his car too. He would.
That's right. With my Instagram. Oh, go ahead. All right. Thanks, Steve.
Thanks, Steve. Steve.
Appreciate it.
Steve just wanted to chop it up, man.
He
There's
did.
Nothing wrong with that. We got Aaron in Virginia. You
Is
on
that
the Odd
Aaron?
Couple? That's Aaron. What you got?
What's going on, you know what I mean?
What's happening?
What's happening? How are you?
I'm great. I was just thinking, man, this is so embarrassing. It's very characteristic of Dan Snyder, Washington football team. I remember I was watching an episode of this Late Night with James Corden show, and he made a statue for David Beckham as a prank. Like, they had been planning for months. And that prank statue looked horrible, but looked 10 times better than whatever this thing they made for Sean Taylor was. And I mean, it's just embarrassing. I'm driving by ODU now, and I passed that Nancy Lieberman statue, and that looks great.
Am I right? It does look great. It does. I saw pictures of it.
I don't understand how a professional NFL franchise can make this compared to what, you know, a local college makes something so much better. It's embarrassing for them.
No doubt. Well done.
Well, I think we're all in agreement.
Yeah. Thanks for the call.
It was a misstep.
Yeah, I just didn't think anybody would definitely be backing Washington just the way. It just didn't work well. All right, we've got USA Today NFL reporter Tyler Dragon, one of the guys I helped mentor, man. He's doing well. Coming up next, but first.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
You know, we could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, or we could talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply. And now let's welcome in from USA Today. He's an NFL reporter. Friend of mine, a mentee, Tyler Dragon. Welcome to the Odd Couple and say hi to Ephraim Salaam.
What's up, you two? How y'all doing?
Good,
tonight?
Brother. How you doing?
Doing great. Doing great.
Let me ask you this first. How was Rob as a mentor?
Here we go.
And what is that? And what does that mean? What does that even look like, Rob as a mentor?
So, in all honesty, he is a great mentor. I met Rob fresh out of college from Howard University. And pretty much point blank was blunt, asked him if he can mentor me because I saw him growing up. And he grabbed my phone literally and put his number in my phone. A total stranger. You might call him crazy for that, but put his number in my phone and told me I can call him anytime. And ever since, he's been just a great friend and a mentor to me throughout my career. So he's a great mentor.
He never mentored me.
You don't need help. You got all these years in the business. But no doubt, he does a great job for USA Today. Very proud. Let's start. We know you went to Howard, but let's start in D.C. We just talked about it. The Sean Taylor statue, mannequin, whatever you want to do. What do you make of that? What was that?
I mean, I think they missed with that gesture. Now, I give them a little bit of credit for doing something, but that was bare minimum. I mean, a mannequin right there, Sean Taylor deserves a statue for what he meant to that team and even the city. He had a huge impact all around D.C. and that team. So, you know, it was really a misfire from the Washington Commanders. This is a franchise that's missed the mark on a lot of situations on and off the field. You would like to see a statue similar to what, you know, the Arizona Cardinals have done with, you know, Pat Tillman, you know, fallen, you know, legends like that. I really do think that he deserves a statue in D.C.
Yeah, let's get off of D.C. because they're not doing things right there. And let's go to another team that may or may not be doing something right, and that's the Green Bay Packers. Aaron Rodgers left the game. Jordan Love came in, played well, led two scoring drives. Aaron Rodgers' thumb we know is broken. The ribs may be an issue now. If you were Green Bay, what would you do? Would you sit Aaron Rodgers for the rest of the season and let Jordan Love take it, or would you let him come back and play?
Well, I believe Aaron Rodgers has earned the right to make that decision. Now, don't get me wrong. The Green Bay Packers aren't going nowhere. They're six games behind the Minnesota Vikings in the loss column. So this season is already over. Even a wild card shot is over for them. But Aaron Rodgers has earned the right. Future Hall of Famer, still one of the best quarterbacks in football. He's not playing like one, but he's earned with his play over the years, the decision to say, hey, you know, I want to play, or I need to sit the rest of the season out to heal up and get ready for next year. Now, I really like what Jordan Love did in that game yesterday. He performed well. He looked more poised and comfortable in the pocket and throwing the football with accuracy. So you can see some potential there whenever Aaron Rodgers does hang it up. You know, Jordan Love did show, it's a small sample size, but he showed there that Green Bay has maybe their heir apparent to Aaron Rodgers.
Let me ask you about Jeff Saturday, who's changed the culture in Indianapolis. It's 16-3 at the half, or almost. And I'm just being facetious, but anyway, sarcastic, I should say. My point is, you know, people were quick after they won game one to crown the guy like he had just won the Super Bowl in his first week on the job, and they look more like the Colts. They got rid of their coach, right? What does Jeff Saturday have to do to keep this job, or is it his job regardless?
Well, you would hope the NFL and Jim Irsay honors the Rooney Rule and interviews minority coaches during the offseason, gives them a fair shot at getting the job. I do like how the Colts have rallied around Jeff Saturday. They're playing more inspired football, but they're just not a good football team. I don't really think Jeff Saturday has done much. I've talked to him before. He's a good people person.
Oh, he's
a good motivator.
Seems like a great guy, right?
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, he has all that checked off the box, but experience as an NFL head coach leaves a lot to be desired. But I do like the way that they have performed of late. They're not performing well tonight at home against the Pittsburgh Steelers, but they're playing more inspired with him under the helm. So that's a good sign for him. But for the Rooney Rule and minority coaches' sake, they definitely deserve a chance at this Colts job because there are a lot more qualified head coaches out there that need to be interviewed for the job.
Yeah, I agree with that. What do you think about Deshaun Watson coming back for the first time in a year and a half, coming off that suspension, getting back to starting for the Cleveland Browns? What do you expect from them moving forward? Is this an upgrade?
It's going to take a while for it to be an upgrade, in all honesty. I think Deshaun Watson is going to perform similar to how he did during the preseason when he took limited snaps in exhibition football. He's had a long layoff. We all know that. And there's going to be some natural rust set in. He's going to be motivated to play against his former team, the Houston Texans, of all places, this weekend. But I expect him to, you know, his timing to be a little bit off. I expect his accuracy to be a little bit off. It's going to take a few games for him to get acclimated back in that system and be comfortable with the speed of the game and all the nuances that it takes to play the quarterback position. So, I wouldn't be surprised if the Houston Texans made this game competitive. Now, Houston is a terrible football team, the worst football team in the NFL, in my opinion. But I wouldn't be surprised if they rallied and made this game more competitive than a lot of people think it is going to be.
Our guest is Tyler Dragon, of course, USA Today Sports NFL reporter. Tyler, let me ask you about what's happened in Denver and Russell Wilson. I mean, he even got his own teammates chirping at him. What is going on there? We know Ken Hackett has been a problem as head coach, but this has been shocking at how poorly the offense has been.
Yeah, I think Denver is having some buyer's remorse with that trade and later on an extension. They have the worst scoring offense in the National Football League, and it's actually historically bad. They haven't, 14 points per game. There hasn't been a team average that few amount of points since, I think, 1990 or so. It's been like at least 20 years.
And their defense was giving up like 17. They said if they averaged 18, they would have been 9-1.
Yes. Right. And, you know, when I look at the way Russell Wilson is performing, he looks lost out there. He doesn't look comfortable throwing passes. He looks in over his head, and that's really surprising from a veteran quarterback. I know there's some issues with and head coach with Nathaniel Hackett, but when I look at Russell Wilson's play specifically, he just looks in over his head and lost at the quarterback position, which is really surprising considering we all believe he's a future Hall of Famer from what he did in his days with the Seattle Seahawks.
What do you think about what's going on at staying with the quarterback position with the Jets? Is it over for Zach Wilson?
It looked like it after Mike White played right? like
is,
that.
Is this Mike White's team, or at some point do the Jets go back to Wilson this year?
Well, Mike White played in that game better than Zach Wilson has played in his entire career in New York. So I would say if Mike White even performs to have that level, it is his job to lose at least for the duration of this season. And then we'll see what's going to happen in the offseason. The Zach Wilson, is he a gym rat? Is he in the facility almost every day learning the playbook, practicing his craft, learning the mechanics, his footwork? If he's doing that, then – you know, if I'm, you know, Robert Saleh, I sit down and say, you know, this is going to be a quarterback competition, a true quarterback competition in training camp. But right now, I do think, you know, he should just sit down the rest of the season, because you can just see how the Jets team just rallied behind White, and he galvanized the entire team. And you want that from a quarterback position, and they did not get that with Zach Wilson.
All right, Tyler, we appreciate the info, the knowledge, my man.
Great
Tyler
job,
Dragon,
Tyler.
Yes, from USA Today, NFL reporter. Thanks so much, buddy. Appreciate you.
Thanks for having me on. Have a great night.
Absolutely. No doubt. All right, we all know Nathaniel can't hack it, but how much blame does Russell Wilson deserve in the debacle we call Denver? That's right, we'll do that next. Put a bow on this bad boy. It is the Odd Couple on Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There's two kinds of people in the world. People who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health. With great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Health Aid Kombucha.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express Employment puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit ExpressPros.com, ExpressPros.com today.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Bridgestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Bridgestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Oh, yeah, Magic City Monday. We're wrapping it up. Rob Parker, Ephraim Salaam, in for Chris Broussard, who's ill, and we send our love and prayers to our brother Chris that he gets back and healthy sooner than later, Ephraim. We're coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. And, fellas, it's time to stop treating your groins like junk. Introducing the Gillette Intimate Pubic Hair Trimmer. Ephraim, you heard me? All right.
No, I didn't.
A gentle and easy shave from America's number one trusted men's grooming brand. Show your pubic region some respect with Gillette Intimate, the best a man can get.
Can you please stop looking in my eyes saying pubic region?
I'm sorry. Okay? I'm just the way my natural way
yeah,
I'm looking.
Yeah. Yes, I'm trying to make eye contact with you me know? Talking about pubic region.
Hey, Rob G, can you jump on here as we talk about Russell Wilson and the mess that is Denver? And who was the player who chirped at him?
Mike Purcell, defensive tackle.
And did they ever reveal what was going on there?
Yeah, Purcell said after the game it was just, you know, frustration overall in the game. And his goal was to, quote, light a spark in the offense.
Man, Ephraim, what has happened? I mean,
wow,
it is so bad for Denver. Everybody and their uncle, oh, my God, with that defense, now they got Russell Wilson. All they need to do is add a quarterback, add water, stir, and they're going to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's what the sentiment was. The argument, you know, before the season was, what order are the teams going to finish in?
I remember that argument, right?
You know what I mean? And, you know, a lot of people gave the Broncos a shot. I mean, I'm a former Bronco, so I was expecting a lot is expected from there. Like,
oh, that's they football
don't play,
heaven.
They don't play around up there.
How long did you play in Denver?
I only played there 2 years, man, but it was a great 2 years. And that fan base, to this day, people or Denver Bronco fans come up to me and be like, man, we wish we would have stayed, you know, all of that.
I'll tell you, one of my close friends from high school, the late Bruce Klein, he got married. His first marriage was in Denver. He got married.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember Bruce told me when he went to plan the wedding and everything, and Bruce is Jewish. So they have traditionally Sunday wedding Jewish weddings. So when they went to make the plans for the wedding, they were like, the wedding people were like, sir, I'm not so sure you want to have the wedding on a Sunday during football season. They said, I think a lot of people in Denver won't show up because there's a Broncos game.
They would
game.
Not show up.
That's what they told them. Like, don't have the wedding on a Sunday in
Denver.
They
won't be there.
They won't come.
They won't be there.
Or they'll be watching the game at the wedding. That's what they told them.
Yep. Yeah, so watching what's happening with Russell Wilson there and Nathaniel Hackett, his inept ability to coach.
He's not going to make it. No.
The
new owners, the Walmart people,
yeah,
they didn't hire him, so they don't owe him anything.
No, they don't owe him anything.
Right.
And they will remove him. You can't get rid of Russell because it costs too much. So you got to bring someone in that you hope can get the best, get Russell back up to the form that you thought he would be at coming from Seattle and his success there. But if not, then Denver has struggled at the quarterback position since John Elway. They struck lightning in a bottle for a year and a half with Peyton Manning. But you got to remember the Super Bowl year where they actually won the Super Bowl, Peyton Manning was benched for Brock Osweiler.
I remember that. And remember, he was the tin man in that Super Bowl.
Yep.
I mean, it was a shell of himself.
Yes.
And they were able to win because they had a dominating defense that was able to put it together. But I am surprised that he struggled as much as he has. And we talked to people in Seattle, and they're like, because Chris and I had a big argument about it. He was like, if I'm Seattle, I'm keeping Russell Wilson. And I was like, I don't know if that's the right thing to do. Do you keep the coach or the quarterback?
You can't keep both. And right? I can guarantee you they're not keeping the coach. So it's going to be the quarterback.
Right.
It's too much money investing. It's $200 million.
Yeah, he got paid big time. So it's going to be interesting to just see how this thing plays out and if he's able to rebound. It's one thing, as I said before, if somebody's injured and they're playing and their play is – but once you know that they're healthy, that's scary to see a guy like that fall off as much as he did. Hey, Ephraim, appreciate you.
It's been a pleasure.
Coming in, filling in for Chris Broussard. And what a show it was. We had some good stuff to talk about.
Yeah, I always try to bring when I'm on with you guys, man. I enjoy it. I enjoy your fan base.
You know how we do it, though,
yeah,
right?
Man,
we don't
down,
mess
man.
Around.
I love it, man.
No doubt. We appreciate it. And thanks to the crew for another fine job. Iowa Sam, Rob G, Steve DeSager, and crew. All right, Jason Smith and Mike Harmon are next here on Fox Sports Radio.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Guys, I need you all to listen up for this huge announcement. I have been tracking the leaderboards every day, keeping my eye on the scores, putting all of my heart into it, and I'm super pumped to announce I'm finally on top. That's right. Obviously, I'm talking about the hit mobile game Monopoly Go. You've probably heard of it. It's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's a great mobile twist on classic Monopoly. You can play anywhere, anytime. You explore hundreds of Monopoly boards from Las Vegas to Camelot to the moon, all while raking in a huge fortune. Charge rent on the iconic properties just like classic Monopoly. You can charge your friends rent on your iconic properties or go after their Monopoly money by pulling bank heists and taking wrecking balls to their landmark. But my favorite part is the leaderboards where you can see who's a Monopoly tycoon and who's going bankrupt. So go get yourself on the charts. Download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store and Google Play.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.